when it comes to games, Ubisoft's director, according to the PC Gamer article, this is reading off, Philippe Tremblay has caused a mild upset this week, which has caused many fans of Ubisoft games saying, let's just pirate everything. Philippe suggests, I'm like very shocked at this whole article still. He is suggesting that gamers in the future will be comfortable not owning games outright in the future, much like how we own it physically. He is comparing it to where consumers got comfortable not owning their CD collection or DVD collection. And that transformation is slowly but surely happening to games. And gamers are becoming comfortable to that respect. And the thing is, social media took a huge blast to this. Everyone was pissed, especially my age group, saying, well, I grew up, you know, buying games physical. I still buy games physically. I don't do digital downloads. I don't want to expand my hard drive. Huh.
Also, you know, I'm surprised at that, you know, because like for our audience, you know, you're in your early 20s. Like, I thought your generation would be used to like Spotify and, you know, kind of like Netflix and just being used to media, just being like kind of instantly available and not really caring about ownership. For me, I thought it was like the older guys who cared about, you know, owning something. I personally, I don't care. You know,
I don't care either. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, my generation, we still buy vinyls and on our record players. That's like the hip thing right now. I even have
okay.
one.
Okay.
But a CEO of Take-Two actually has a comment about this. Strauss Zelnick has said that he is not convinced that subscriptions, which is what Ubisoft has implied here, subscriptions will take over the future of gaming, that subscriptions are ever going to supplement individual game purchasing. And of course, that makes sense because this guy, 2013, Grand Theft Auto 5 was the bestseller and is still a legacy to this day. People suggesting DRM free releases are the only way you can own a game nowadays. And of course, a lot of people, it's all supplemented because if you recall earlier last year, Ubisoft was taking a lot of classical games away on Steam and you could not buy anymore. I believe they were also trying to take away from people's Steam libraries, but that backfired really quick. But this guy's just doubling down on it. I'm not sure. Isn't buying a game technically just buying the right to play it rather than own it?
I think currently, I mean, if it's a disc, I mean, you just own it, right? And like,
right.
Yeah.
But like Ubisoft has made comments, I believe, that you're buying the right to access this product that they own. I'm not really sure why Ubisoft is really strict on this. Like, not even Nintendo is like saying, oh, it's our game, even though they copyright strike everyone. We might be copyright strike because I just said Nintendo, for example. But Ubisoft has been really pushing this whole subscription model, this is our game, you're just the player, just playing it. And they're still continuing despite the backlash from last year.